얼음요. All of the family of Israel, flat in Jerusalem, backyard. Amen. We hope so also. Very good. So, Bezrat Hashem, we are in Torah 30.
Three. Section 3.
Almost. Yeah. So, like we said yesterday, that if someone asks you, where is your God? Where is your God? Where is that God that you're claiming that is so good? Where is he? Where was he? Where is he hiding, your God, this God that you're talking about? So, you should tell him, he lives in your house. Because he, Borei Olam, mechaye et hakol, he gives life to everything. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, ואתה מחיה את כולם, and you give life to everyone. ומשם, and from there, אתה יכול לדבק את עצמך בו יתברך. You can glue yourself to him יתברך. ולשוב אליו בתשובה שלמה. You can do that. Also, you can do that. This is the main point here. You also can glue yourself to Hashem יתברך. Means it depends on you. You're going to decide if you're going to do that. If not, it all depends on you. ולשוב אליו בתשובה שלמה, and to do a complete תשובה, to go back to him. כי לא רחוקה היא ממך, because it's not far from you. And רבותינו said on that, that they learned that verse, כי לא רחוקה היא ממך, that it's not far from you, that if it is far, so it's because of you. לא רחוקה ממך, רחוקה היא ממך, but if it is far, so it's from you. Means that the man should know any surim belavon, there is no sin with no suffering with no sin. Ela, just, should be mkomcha, that in your place, sham rabu halevushim, there are more coverings to the light of Hashem Yitbarach. Vekol ma she'adam olech mimadrega lemadrega, and as much as a man is climbing and developing and working on himself to achieve more and more, הוא מתקרב יותר אל השם יתברך. He's getting closer to השם יתברך. ויכול לידע את השם יתברך בהבנה יתרה. And he can know השם יתברך in a higher understanding. And and actually, what it means when a man is growing and climbing from one level to the other, that he's developing in the Avodat Hashem, for us, it's every moment. For a man that has a simple logic and simple understanding of Hashem Yitbarach, it means every moment that his existence is growing. A man cannot stand in one place. He's always or climbing or falling. So if you see that you're keeping certain mitzvot, the smallest ones of them all, you wear tzitzit, you're in Eretz Israel, you believe that Hashem is exist, mitzvah ha'emunah, every mitzvah that you keep. So, we're saying on all of the mitzvot, we're saying, Asher kidashanu b'mitzvotam, that Hashem makes us more holy and more holy by keeping the mitzvot. So actually, by keeping the mitzvot, you become to be more holy and more holy, even if you don't know. Even if you're not aware to your holiness, and you don't feel that you're being changed by keeping those mitzvot, but actually, it's happening. It's just keep on wearing the tzitzit, and you keep on growing every moment. You keep another mitzvah. You're not shaving your beard with a razor, so you're keeping mitzvah, and that mitzvah is adding more kedusha and more kedusha on you and more kedusha. You're just growing and growing, and even more so. If you're learning Torah, if you're doing tshuvah, if you're trying to be mizakeh arabim, to talk to people, to help people. Huge mitzvah. כי כל מה שהמדרגה יותר עליונה, because as much as the level is higher, נתמעטו הלבושים. The coverings been reduced. ונתמעט הצמצום. Let's see now. Oh, very good. The constrictions has been reduced. ואז הוא מקורב יותר אל השם יתברך. And then you're more connected, close to השם יתברך. ויכול, and look what Rabbeinu is saying, this is such an amazing conclusion. ויכול לאהוב את עצמו, and he can love himself, עם השם יתברך, with השם יתברך, באהבה יתרה. When you're climbing and you're coming close to השם יתברך, you can love yourself with השם, that you and השם, both of you are going to love you. You can love yourself with Hashem באהבה יתרה. How is אהבה יתרה? In a very high, greater love. In an amazing love. To love yourself, it means to know who you are inside. If really you're not going to be aware to his neshama. It's amazing. To love yourself with, to love Hashem Yitbarach. Yes, but you cannot love Hashem Yitbarach before you love yourself. Like that in Vahavta Lera'acha Kamocha, you have to have the Kamocha before you love your friend. You have to love yourself. If you don't love yourself, you cannot love no one else. A man that hates himself, he hates everyone. In the end, you're going to have a certain test that you will not going to stand in that test. And you're going to curse, and you're going to hate, and you're going to... Even Lo Tisnei Tachicha B'Levavecha, don't hate your brother in your heart. Because if the heart is not pure, you're going to fail. It depends on the test, in the weight that Hashem is going to put on the back of that man. But if you're going to keep on pushing, so the test is going to be so strong that the truth is going to be revealed. V'hine yesh shnei minei yamim. And here there are two kinds of days. Yemei tov, days of good. V'yemei ra, and days of bad. Kemo shekatuv, like that it's written in Kohelet. Be'yom tova, ye'yeh betov, on a good day. Be good. וביום רעה, ראה. And in a bad day, you should look. You should observe. היינו, it means, שצריך לאדם להסתכל שם היטב היטב, that in those hard days, in days of difficulties, a man should observe. A man should look very carefully. בוודאי ימצא שם ימי טוב, that for sure you're going to find good days in those bad days. For sure. Because no matter what's going on in your life, you're still connected to Hashem, and you're still a Jew, and you still love Hashem, and you still want to learn Torah, and you have that will inside of you. And that will is something that no one can take from you. והימים, and the days, Rabbeinu is saying, היינו Torah, the good things that he's got, it's Torah. Every good thing that we have in our lives, it's the Torah. והימים נקראים מידות, and the days, we're calling them measures, measurements, כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, ומידת ימי, and the measure of my days. והמידות הם תורה, and the measurements are the Torah, כי אורייתא, כולה הם מידותיו של הקדוש ברוך הוא, because the Torah, all of it, is the measurements, measurements means also attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means borders, means ways to understand Hashem Yitbarach. If Hashem Yitbarach just going to reveal himself in infinity, in Ein Sof Baruch Hu, in that name that calls Ein Sof Baruch Hu, this was actually the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu before of the creation. It was all full with infinity, Ein Sof Baruch Hu. Ein Sof Baruch Hu, it's written on that, that this is a name that if it wouldn't been written, we wouldn't be allowed to say it. To say those words, Ensof Baruch Hu, those are words that are beyond everything. If you're going to look at the meaning of the word Ensof, so what you feel from the word Ensof, that is the biggest, that there is no, you cannot contain it, you cannot cover it, you cannot measure it, it's endless. But we're calling it Ein Sof. There is no N. N, this is the smallest word of them all. You don't have it. Ein Sof, it's an end. So to explain something that is the biggest, they're saying and less. And so the, you killed it all. You erased it. There is nothing. But you're talking about everything. So it means that you cannot grab Hashem Yitzhak. This is really Hashem Yitzhak. This is the real being of the Creator, that He is beyond, and you cannot understand. He is and He is not, and it's all blocked for us. We don't understand. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to know Him. So He had to, let's understand, constrict Himself into measurements, into letters of the Torah Kedosha. And then He looked at the measurements, the letters of the Torah Kedosha, and created the world. And now what that we have here, it's the mirror, the creation that came out, the result of the Torah Kedosha. That it's all measurements. But actually, if you look deep inside, then all of the scientists are going to tell you that also, you have endless, you have infinity inside of everything, and you don't have nothing actually. It's all running, and you cannot hold nothing actually. It's all very crazy, spooky reality that we live in. But it is Hashem Yitzhak. He constricted Himself into measurements, into vessels. So, and those are the attributes. This is also, you see that from one side, Rabbeinu now is bringing Midot HaTorah, measurements of the Torah Kedosha, that the Torah is telling us, you need to have one Se'ah, you need to have that, and so Kabin, and Kazayit, and Kabetzah, and 72 minutes, and it's in the time of Achilat Pras, and then it's all measurements, and Shabbos, and when the sun is rising, Masechet Brachot is talking about what the measurement of the day, if it's from sunrise to sunset, or if it's from the dawn until the stars comes out, and all telling us measurements. But actually, the same Midah measurements is the same Midah of attributes, of Midot. Because what it means, Avodat HaMidot, and for us, we don't have the word on Avodah on measurements. It's something very minority. It's not that important, the measurements in the Avodat Hashem. What is important? The attributes, the midot. And on HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, what that we're learning from Him, that the Gemara is saying to us, that the Mishnah is saying to us, that we need to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma'u rachum, afata yerachum, that He is mercy, you should be mercy. What He is kind, you should be kind also. And so actually the Avodat HaMidot, it's the same thing. Why it's the same thing? Because if a man is working on his midot, so when someone going to cross the border, he will not going to be angry at him. He's going to control it himself. He's got borders. He's got lines. Ezeu gibor, akoveshet yitzro. Who is the hero? The one that conquers himself, his own yetzara, and he controls it himself. And he decides when to have a desire for something, when not to have, when to want, when not, if to touch, if not to touch, if to eat, if not to eat, he controls himself. He's not all wild and crazy and cannot control himself, and no, I saw it, and this is it, from now on, he cannot sleep, he cannot drink, he cannot eat, he cannot learn for sure, forgot it a few days ago already. Why? Because he doesn't have borders. Rabbeinu is saying that the three parts of the brain of the man are three mechitzot. I say mechitzot.
Dividers.
What?
Dividers.
Dividers from the known lust, from the main lust, from Tavat Ni'uf. That the man controls his thoughts. Then the brain, the thoughts are strong and stable and he can control if to think on that or not to think on that. And Rabbeinu is telling us that the thought is in the hands of the man to do with it whatever he wants, like a horse that is in the hand of the rider. And you can control yourself. It has to run, it wants to run, but you can force it. Because a man cannot have two thoughts in the same time, just only one thought. And even if you have bad thoughts, you can decide to think on something else. Just say to yourself, microphone, microphone, microphone. If you're going to concentrate in that, you're not going to think on that thing that was there before. Even if you're going to think on nonsense now. And for sure, even more so, if you're going to do tshuva, if you're going to put your mind into the tshuva, I'm sorry, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm sorry, to concentrate and to put your heart and your mind into the letters of the Torah, into the words of the Tefillah. And by that, we're fixing everything. Rabbeinu is explaining that when a man is sinning, he is taking the letter of the verses, of the prohibitions, of the verses that are forbidden to do that thing, and he's twisting them. He's putting them into the Sitra Achra, he's twisting them. And when the man is confessing, he's doing tshuva, he's taking back the letters of the same things that he sinned, and he's bringing them back into the borders of Kedusha. Because if a man, for an example, he was breaking Shabbos, so he's taking the verses and the Mishnayot that are talking, Gemarot, that are talking about Shabbos, and he's twisting them, and he's making bad combines, tzirufim, combinations by those, with those same letters. Because he's breaking Shabbos, he's breaking those verses and making new combinations, bad combinations. And when he's doing tshuva, he's confessing on the same issues, meaning he's taking back the same letters. And if you see that in the Itbodedut, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put words into your mouth, you should know that now you've been answered. Like that, I don't remember, Amar Rabbi Hanina, who said that, Rabbi Hanina, I don't remember that he said, they asked him, how do you know, the Rabbi Hanina,
mm-hmm.
How do you know that if the man that you prayed on him,
Achole,
if it's if the prayer been accepted, he said that he knows after that he's praying on someone, he knows if he's gonna be healed or if not, Chas Shalom. They asked him how, or are you a prophet? Do you know? He said no. If tefillati, if the prayer is shgura b'fi, is flowing good, I have the words in my mouth, I know that it's been accepted. But if not, I know that it's been HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejected it, it's metoraf, they didn't. If a man sees that he's got prayers, that he's able to speak, so it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings back the sparks, all of those letters that fell, pushing them into his mouth, that he's going to pray on that, that he's going to do tshuva on that. So what, now, like yesterday, I talked to one of the guys and he told me on something that we talked, he told me, it reminds me, what that Rabbi Natan said, that when Rabbeinu told him, you need to be happy in Shabbos, and then Rabbi Natan began to be sad. And Rabbeinu told him, now you found another reason to be sad, because you're not happy in Shabbos. So, it's a big mistake. And what Rabbi Natan answered, but I won't. So a man that finds himself that he doesn't have words to pray, on that you should pray. On that you should pray. You should tell Ribbono Shel Olam, what's going to be with me? You don't even let me to do tshuva, you don't give me words, you don't let me speak, what I'm going to do, what's going to be? I'm so far, this is it, you're not going to let me to do tshuva, please Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm not counting on myself, for sure it's all coming from you. You have enough mercy also to cover for me and to save me, Ribbono Shel Olam. Please let me talk, please let me confess, please. From that you can make an amazing 1 hour with the dude. Only from that issue, that you're not able to talk. It's the best issue in the world to talk about with Hashem Yisbarach. Talk about it. The Amidot Hem HaTorah, and the measurements are the Torah. Ki Oraita, because the Torah, Kula Hem Midotav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is all the measurements of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or measurements, or attributes. Ki HaTorah, because the Torah, Medaberet Me'ahava, is talking about love, ויראה, and fear from heaven, ושאר המידות, and the rest of the attributes. ובא, and with the Torah, ברא הקדוש ברוך הוא על מין. הקדוש ברוך הוא created the world. Worlds. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, ואהיה אצלו המון. It's written that the Torah is saying, I'm gonna be guard, saved, in the hands of Hashem Yitbarach, means before of the creation, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had the Torah with him before of the creation. And Rabotenu said, אל תקרא אמון, don't say אמון, אלא אמן, say אמן. אמן means artist, means that Hashem is the creator, that Hashem took the Torah and used it as a tool, as his art tools.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. But Yot HaTorah, and the letters of the Torah, הם המחיין את כל דבר ודבר. They are what that gives life to each and everything. אלא, just, כל מה שהמדרגה היא למטה, as much that the level is lower, שם הם אותיות התורה, so there, the letters of the Torah, בצמצום יותר ממה שהיו in constriction. It's going to take me a while. But
because
I'm learning. What?
Because it's constricted.
Because it is constricted. Oh, Hashem. So, over there, in a lower place, it's more constricted than in the place that it was in a higher level. במדרגה יותר עליונה. ואינם מאירים כל כך, and they're not illuminating so much, כמו למעלה במדרגה עליונה, like over there, in the high level. Why? There is a reason for that. כדי שלא להשפיע אור, and because the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to influence light, וחיותה, and give too much light, יותר מהראוי, more than it should, means that if a Kadosh Baruch Hu gonna illuminate the light of the Torah, in the most wonderful light that can be, like in the highest level of them all, in the low places, people are going to use it in bad ways. The husks going to take control, take advantage of that wonderful light, and going to ruin things with it. And we don't want that to happen. Nimtza. So this is why a man should know that even though that it's a rebuke, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes he doesn't let you have something, he doesn't listen to a certain prayer, he's not answering to you, he doesn't let you understand a certain sugya, a certain subject, or to accomplish something in your life, because he knows that he's going to damage you. And it doesn't have to be because of you. Maybe there is something around you, maybe your family, they don't have the ability to accept it now. And finally, it's going to damage you also. You don't want it. This is why always you need to accept it with love. Always. To know for sure, complete faith in Hashem, that we don't have no questions on Hashem's Baruch. And I'm convincing myself in that, not rebuking you at all. All of the time we need to tell ourselves those things. All of the time, Hashem is good, Hashem is wonderful, Hashem is the best, Hashem, He knows exactly what He's doing with us. And all of the time we need to convince ourselves in that, because the Yetzer Hara is talking to us 24/7. With his distribution, all of the time, telling, oh, look, no, what, doubts, fears, anxieties, stress, anger, all of the time, conversations and conversations, and look at him, look at that, look at that, what's going to be with you, and to everyone is coming and coming, and he doesn't leave you for a moment, and in the minute that you finish something, he's jumping all over you, covering you from foot to your head. Not let you have a moment of freedom to breathe. In the moment that you breathe, because Yaakov leshev v'shalva, Yaakov wanted to sit and to rest, kafatz alav rugzo shel Yosef. The biggest disaster that ever happened to him in his life. They took his baby, his son, the one that he loved the most. It means that afilu bimdorat lipot, that even in the place of all husks, haynu bimera, means in the days of bad, in the bad days, shehem midot raot, that there are bad attributes, bad measurements, ulshonot akum, and also different languages of the non-Jews, gam sham yecholin limtzot yot haTorah, also over there, you can find the letter of the Torah Kedusha. I talked to one of the people and I asked him about something in English, and he told me, we talked about the difference between English, something that connected to the music that I made. And I told him, maybe I gave a certain shiur in Hebrew and I felt like it wasn't going as well as I was talking on the same subject in English. And I told him that I think on a certain song that maybe we can sing it not only in Hebrew, just also in English. And so he said, look, English is a language that made out of Sheker Achen Ve'Evel Ayofi, lie of beauty. And he told me, in English, you can read list of shoppings, tomatoes, cucumbers, and potatoes, ananas, pineapple, and to make that list and to sing it, and it's going to be an amazing song. You just need to mention those words. In English, it sounds amazing. You just need to say potatoes and apples, and I don't know, just to say potatoes, and orange juice, lemons. You just say the word, it sounds, oh wow, really, wow, what's going on? It's in the language. Every language has something in it that the certain lust and desire of that nation, of that people, you can hear it in the language. You can hear it. In every language it's like that. There are languages that pulls the man to niruf, to lust for women. You just hear it and this is it. You cannot go out from it. And this is it. There are languages that push the man to make money. It's inside the spirit, the neshamot, the spirits of the people over there. And the language is pushing you to violence, pushing you to lust for women, to desire for money, to anger, to every nation with her lusts and desires. So this is why Rabbeinu is connecting all of those lusts and desires to also to that language, a certain language. But Rabbeinu is saying, Yam Sham, also there, יכולים למצוא אותיות התורה. You can find the letters of the Torah. אבל מחמת ריבוי הלבושים, but because of all of the coverings, וגודל הצמצום, and the size of constrictions, אינם נתראים אותיות התורה. You cannot see the letters of the Torah. היינו ימי טוב, means the good days. על ידי ימי רע והחושך השורה עליהם. Because of the bad days and the darkness that covers them. אבל, but Rabbeinu is telling us, מי שקופה את יצרו הרע, the one that conquered his יצר הרע, היינו הימי רע, that means the bad days. Why Rabbeinu is saying all of the time the bad days? Why Rabbeinu is all of the time, היינו עמידות רעות, means the bad attributes. Why Rabbeinu all of the time? You said it already, we got it. Why Rabbeinu? That you're going to know that you need to live in happiness. That you need to fill your days with good things, means with a good point of view. Not only to know, all right, Hashem is good, but that man hurt me, and that woman, she's rebuking me all of the time, and that situation, I don't like it, and that person is, I don't know what, offending me, and all of the time falling and falling. No, it's the same thing. When you have faith, everything is good. When you're working on your attributes, like Rav Shalom said, you can live with the devil in the same house and you're going to have peace in that house. You just need to say you're right. What's the problem? You're more than right. You have problems? Go to the feet. Pray to Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Let me do tshuva. Let me fix myself. There is no suffering without a sin. If I'm suffering, it's because that I sin. There is something that you want to hint me, something that you want to teach me. There is a certain lesson that I'm fighting and I don't want to hear. Please, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, give me an ear, give me a heart, let me understand. It's going to take a while, but what do you care? Meanwhile, we're learning Torah, we're spending our lives in Beit Midrash, between friends, we're trying to guard our eyes and to keep mitzvot, and to do tshuva, and to pray to Hashem. And every attachment that we have to Hashem Yitzbarach means every mitzvah that we're doing with a certain amount of happiness, of joy, a little bit of faith, it's already an eternal attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're going to live forever through that mitzvah. This is the rope that bonds you to Hashem Yitzbarach in a tie that can never be opened, untied. Always you're going to be with Hashem Yitzbarach on that point. And on every mitzvah and mitzvah, every mitzvah and mitzvah, and especially on those two main mitzvot, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I'm your God, ולא יהיה לך אלוקים אחרים על פניי, and don't replace me, no other power, no other God, don't believe in nothing else except of me. Those are the two mitzvot that we receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's mitzvot ha'emunah. The obligation to believe in Hashem Yitzbarach, this is higher than everything else, everything else. If you're working on that, all of the rest is gonna jump in. Rav Shalom said, and Rav Yehoshua Kohen, Shihiyu, both of them, gonna live a long life, that Rav Yehoshua Kohen achieved Tikkun HaBrit, he achieved holiness. without working on it, Rav Shalom said. How? Because he was concentrating in Limud HaTorah. And the Torah is higher, the Torah is Keter, is higher than the Yesod. So when he fixed the Torah, when he fixed that, he fixed everything that is under it also. And the faith, it's Malchut. Malchut is beyond everything. Malchut, this is the crown. This is on top of everything. When you have the Malchut, when you have Malchut faith, the mouth is open to talk to Hashem, it means you have a complete faith. Everything that is under it is going to be completed. When a man is working on the main thing that is faith, he's going to have it all. Why a man is sinning and falling to all of lust and desires? Because of lack of faith. He doesn't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him money, so he's falling to Tavat Mamon. He doesn't believe that Hashem is good, so he's angry and frustrated and sad. He doesn't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make him happy by Limud HaTorah, so he's running and chasing after lust and desire to satisfy his poor body that has just become to be weaker and tired and suffering and all kinds of problems. When a man is connecting himself to the source, to the faith, to the Creator, everything going to follow that. B'chavakuk ve'emidam alachat, kem chavakuk and establish all Torah mitzvot on one obligation. The tzaddik be'emunato yichtet. That the man should be righteous means to serve Hashem's word, to live by faith, to believe in Hashem. On Avraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to us, ve'yamen b'Hashem, he believed in Hashem, ve'chashvah lo l'tzedakah. And it was count like charity. What it means, charity? It's the katatzimi mavet, saved from death. When Abraham Avinu is making charity, he is saving the world from death. How he's making charity? He believes in God. This is it. He's walking with his eyes closed and he believes in Hashem Yisbarach, and he is reviving and give life to the world, to people that don't even know him. Like the Rebbe Migur said on Rabbi Shmuel Shapira, that with his eyes closed, that he was guarding his eyes, he kept one third of the world alive because of him, because of his merit. What was he doing? Rabbi Shmuel Shapira was a man, Rav Shalom is writing that in the book Beriti Shalom, here we learn from the book Beriti Shalom. Rav Shalom wrote on Rabbi Shmuel Shapira, he was waking up midnight, chatzot, going to the mikveh, dipping, going to the Bet Knesset, spending the day in the Bet Knesset until after Ma'ariv, going to his house, sleeping, waking up chatzot, going to the mikveh, going to the Bet Knesset, spending his day in the Bet Knesset until Ma'ariv, going back to his house, sleeping until midnight. This was most of his life. Most of the life of Rabbi Shmuel Shapira was like that. Never see his daughter testify that he never saw her. That he never knew how his daughter looked like. God didn't know, not opening his eyes at all, at all. Berland said that they were in the something, I don't know, 30 floors, 50 floors, something crazy in France. They were looking for a way to go to Ukraine, to Uman, through France. So they were on a roof that is mamash, very, very high. And Rav Berland told him, here you can open your eyes. You don't need to be worried. He said, I never open my eyes. I don't need to open my eyes. Don't need to. Why? One time they were in the forest. I think, I don't remember who told him that. Told him, you can open your eyes. There's no one here. They went deep, deep into the forest. Told him, here you can open your eyes. You don't need to worry about it at all. He said, what I know what the Yetzer are going to bring to me from the forest? I don't know. You can never tell. Regarding your eyes, when your eyes are closed, you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have Hashem Yitzbarach with you. You don't need nothing else. When you open your eyes, no matter what you see, you forget Hashem. Immediately you have test on your face. When your eyes are closed, a lot easier. You just need to talk to Hashem. This is Ribono Shel Olam. And this is it. Ribono Shel Olam is already here. When your eyes are open, you're falling, and you have imaginations, and you see things, and people, and opinions, and even Torah, and you're thinking, and from one thought to the other. Because everything that you see, immediately you're thinking about it. Immediately. And in the place that your thoughts are, this is the place that you are at. So if you're thinking about this, and then on that, and then on that, and then on that, so you're wandering, and you're in exile. You're not inside, you're not in the borders of Kedusha. Rabbi Yoshua Cohen said that he remembers the friend that sat close to him in the Talmud Torah, but the one that sat close to him means the second person. He doesn't know who it was. He never met those people. They were learning in the yeshiva, in the same yeshiva, in the same Talmud Torah. He never met them. He never met them. He knows the one that sat close to him in the same table. The next one, he never met him. Why? Because he came to learn Torah. He came to play, to go to the backyard, hafsakot, breaks, I don't know what. No, he came to learn Torah. Rabbi Yoshua Cohen told us once in a shul that there was a snow, a very heavy snow, thick snow in Jerusalem, and they couldn't go to the Talmud Torah. After a few days, they came back when he was a child to the Talmud Torah. So the Rabbi asked the children, what have you done in the snow? So that one said, we were making, bubachele. Those were jumping, those were building, those were playing. They asked Rabbi Yoshua, what were you doing in the snow? Said, I finished Masechet Sukkah. He finished Masechet Sukkah in the snow. You have to do something outside in the snow. Washing your eyes, maybe. In Gilgulei Shelei. אבל מי שכופה את יצרו הרע, but the man that conquers his יצר הרע, היינו ימי רע, means the bad days, היינו המידות רעות, means the bad attributes, means that he is working hard on his happiness, to be happy, to look, but Baruch Hashem, with all of my lackings, but look, how Hashem is kind, how much Hashem is kind to me. That even though that I'm such a sinner like Yetzer Hara you're saying, and I'm so low, and I have all of those lusts and desires, and even more than what that you're telling me, and I know myself that I'm very, very low, and with all of that, Hashem is not hiding His face from me. Hashem is talking to me. Hashem is revealing Himself to me. Is there something higher than that? Than to spend my life with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? They're not kicking me away from the yeshiva. They let me come and learn Torah. I can still wear my costume, my peot and zakan. Everyone thinks I'm a Jew. It's crazy. Everyone thinks I'm Haredi. A few days ago I was in a certain store, so the seller is answering to me in Yiddish. He's telling me the price. He's telling me in Yiddish. I told him, talk Hebrew. I don't understand Yiddish. So he told me, don't be humble. Don't be humble. Crazy. I'm humble. I'm not. Don't worry. Talk in Hebrew. I don't understand that you want to talk. Look. Exactly. Look. So then, if a man is working on that, to look for good points, there is a story on Rabbi Aaron HaGadol Mikarlin. I told you that once, that Rabbi Aaron HaGadol Mikarlin was huge. And there was someone that was learning with him in the same cheder, in the same school. And he becomes to be Moshe Aiglon. Moshe, the wagon driver. And one time he met Rabbi Aaron HaGadol Mikarlin. He held his hand and kissed his hand and ask him, Rabbi Aaron, can I ask you a question? He goes, yes, for sure, Moshe, what do you need? He asked him, I don't know, I'm thinking about it. How can it be, both of us, we were learning in the same school, and we were chavruta, we were learning together, the same masechtot, same mishnayot, we're eating the same food at lunch, learning the same gemara, everything was the same between us. And how can it be that you become to be Rabbi Aaron HaGadol Mikarlin? Huge. And me, Rabbi Aaron HaGadol Mikarlin, it's written on him that he had 80,000 students Baalei Tshuva that he made. 80,000 students Baalei Tshuva. How can it be that you become to be Rabbi Aaron HaGadol Mikarlin and I become to be Moshe, the wagon driver? How can it be? So Rabbi Aaron asked him, I tried to avoid that he saw that he won't be able to. So he asked him, do you really want to know? He asked him, yes. So he told him, in every situation that you have in your life, you were looking for the bad things that happened to you, and you were dunking yourself in them. But me, don't think that I had an easy life. I didn't. But I was working very good, very hard all of my life to find the good. To find the good points in my life. This was the answer of Rabbi Aaron. You were, he said, Eita bochesh bara, you were stirring in the bed. Doing that in the bed. You see? He was doing that in the bed. But me, he said, Rabbi Aaron, it's not that I had an easy life, but I was always looking for the good. That's it, an effort that a man should put. No matter what, can be a man that he made tshuva in the age of 60, and now he is prostrated. How can it be? I waste my life. You haven't wasted your life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu haven't revealed himself to you until now. If he would reveal himself to you before, you weren't ready. You like a tree that is boser. How do you say boser? Not ripe yet. And if you're going to pick it before his time, you killed it. And you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't be able to enjoy from you as a fruit. There is one fruit that it takes him 1 year to be ready. There is one fruit that it takes him 60 years to be ready. What do you care? If finally you came to that place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is smiling to you, is opening for you the door to the Torah Kedoshah, what do you have to be sad about? You can be sad on the friends outside that haven't seen that light yet. To pray on them, to cry on them, to shout to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know how many people, Baalei Tshuva, that started, that Rabbi Akiva started his Tshuva when he was 40. And if he would concentrate on what had happened with him until today, 40 years, and he was doing this and that, and he was breaking Shabbos, and I don't know what he was doing. He was an Am Haaretz, Rabbi Akiva. He hated Talmidei Chachamim. He wanted to hit Talmidei Chachamim. He hated the Torah, the Talmidei Chachamim. If he would chase after himself, you're going to just waste another 20 years of your tshuva. Instead of putting your mind in the Limud HaTorah, instead of putting your heart into the tefillot and tshuva and prayers, and especially on Am Yisrael. One prayer, 1 minute that you're praying on Am Yisrael is higher than thousands of minutes that you're praying on yourself. And it doesn't mean to all of the confusions once here to now stop praying on yourself and to run. Only Ribono Shel Olam, Am Yisrael. You will come to be a flashlight. Migdalor, lighthouse. No, you relax. You need to do your tshuva. I asked Rav Shalom if in the half an hour of prayers that we need to do on Kedusha, I can pray on Am Yisrael. He told me, no. A man should develop awareness to himself. And only by prayers that he's praying on himself, he's going to know himself. You need to know where you're standing, what's your level. You don't even know who are you and what's your Yetzer Hara. So now you already become to be Shmuel HaNavi, the prophet, just thinking on Am Yisrael. It's not your level. Chas Shalom said, 1 hour a week or 10 minutes a day, this is it, you have more time. There is Avrech in the Yeshiva that almost every day he's doing 6 hours in Bodedut. I know that Avrech, very nice Avrech for years, over 14 years in this Yeshiva. This is his vessels, he's got the light, Mamash, to talk to Hashem Yisbarach every day, 3-4 hours, this is his minimum. He cannot, he's losing his mind if not. And he's going and talking to Hashem Yisbarach every day, 3, 4, 5, 6 hours, almost every day. So if you have that vessel, that you're going and talking to Hashem Yisbarach, oh, wonderful, you can do 1 hour in Bodedut on Am Yisrael every day. Great, no problem. Wonderful, the best. But if for you have 1 hour a day, or maximum 1.5 hours that you spend with Hashem Yisbarach. So in that 1 hour, you need to cover a lot of things. So you cannot jump to be the savior of Am Yisrael. It's not your job now. First of all, stop ruining. Stop ruining and spoiling and sinning yourself. And work on your tshuva process. And complete your tshuva. And when you're doing tshuva, so for sure you're helping all of Am Yisrael. Because in every mitzvah that you're doing, you're judging all of Am Yisrael to a positive, to kav zchut. And every avera that a man is doing, he's judging all of Am Yisrael to kav chovah, chas shalom. So for sure, first of all, do tshuva. Spend your life in tshuva and pray that you are not going to sin anymore. And after that, you see, Baruch Hashem, that you fulfilled your obligation in tshuva process, that you judge yourself on everything that happened from yesterday's hitbodedut until today. And now you prayed on everything that you're obligated to pray, because you're not allowed to let yourself to be like that wild beast running in the streets. You have to bring yourself somehow to every day to scratch yourself, to drag yourself from all of lust and desires a little bit. So you made your effort of today. Great. Now you can spend your time praying on Israel, pray on your family, pray on other things, on other important issues that there are for Am Israel, for the class. It's wonderful. So the man that have that power to conquer his Yetzer Hara means the bad days, means that he conquers the bad days, means that he is deciding which day he's got. Even if he's sad, he knows that it's all from Hashem. And he's bringing the good things into his life, and he's changing the bad days to be good days. He's looking for good things. He's working on his midot that they were not going to be bad attributes. So then, azai, haranit balbel negamre, the bad is being confused. The bad, the Yetzer Hara, he becomes confused. Like Rav Shalom told us a few times. The Yetzer Hara becomes to be confused. When you're happy, the Yetzer Hara doesn't, he cannot control you. On everything that he's saying to you, the Yetzer Hara is, like Rabbeinu said, his imagination. He's not exist. There is no devil that is doing things. And all. This is maybe, I don't know where in how they call that city? Of the vampires, how they call that place? Pennsylvania, Transylvania. Over there maybe, Transylvania maybe, you can find the devil over there. There's no devil! Transylvania is something else, they're going to be insulted now. Pennsylvania. Oh, very. Oh, good. No, the best place in the world. Mamash. The depths of exile. Baruch Hashem. So, the Yetzer Hara, he is just offering. And it all depends in the man. Imitative, set. If you're going to make your actions to be better, you're going to climb, you're going to grow. Bimlotative, and if you will not, going to fix your actions. Lapetach atat rovet. So the sin is lying like a dog in the entrance. Means he cannot enter. Only you can let him in. Only you. He just can offer. Here, look what I've got. Here, try that. You're going to choose. The Yetzer Hara, he's putting thoughts. Rabbeinu said, he defined, good thoughts is the Yetzer Hara Tov. Bad thoughts, it's Yetzer Hara. It's just thoughts. Even a man, Chas V'Shalom, that is, I don't know what, commits suicide. He went until the end. The Yetzer Hara going to laugh at him, that he committed suicide. The Yetzer Hara didn't kill him. No one killed him. No one done nothing, just talk to him. No, you don't have no chance. Look, everyone are developing, everyone are growing, look. I told you, I remember a period of time in my life that I went crazy, totally crazy. In my tshuva process, maybe 6 years ago, I had a hard time that been dragged for months. And I didn't know what to do with myself, and I was forcing myself to function. I was telling myself, go to the college and learn one page. And go and function. If you're going to listen to those bad thoughts, they're going to kill you. And I went to Rav Shalom and I told him on that. And he told me two things. I'm going to tell you the smaller before and the stronger after. The smaller, he said, I also had a period of time like that. Rav Shalom told me he had 1 year and a half in his tshuva, that he, all of that 1 year and a half, he felt like he is losing his mind. Yetzer Hara is fighting. Gives you filthy thoughts. Filthy thoughts. Crazy thoughts. Things that you would never think about even when you were chiloni, even when you were sinning, you would never, it would never cross your mind to do such low things. Yetzer Hara is doing that. But it doesn't mean that this is your level. Just after that, he's showing to you those filthy pictures. Then he's telling you, look, this is you. Those are your thoughts. But it's not my thoughts. It's the machshavot ra'ot. Rabbeinu said it's yetzer hara. It's you. It's not me at all. Just you're telling me that it's me. But me? I'm Neshama Elokit. I'm part of God. I'm holy. I'm a Jew. I don't have nothing bad inside of me. This is you. It's not me at all. This was the small thing. The bigger thing that Rav Shalom told me, if you're just going to make me happy, everything's going to be good. Don't worry. Just need to make the righteous people happy. When the Meshamesh Talmidei Chachamim, the Gadol Shimusha Milimuda, to help them, to do things for them, to make them happy, it brings you more merit even than to sit all day long and to learn Torah Kedosha. Because what the righteous people are doing, they're chasing after the honor of Hashem Yitbarach. And they know what really, they know Hashem, they know really what Hashem needs. You can think that Hashem wants you to finish 77 pages of Gemara a day with Rashi Tosfot, and this is it, Hashem going to be so happy. And then you come into the house after 7 pages, and wife is slapping you, and you're saying, what's going on? The mirror is showing that I'm not doing nothing good. The mirror is talking to me, the speakers are shouting at me that I'm not on the right order at all. Why? Because when you were learning Gemara, you became to be arrogant. And because of that arrogance, the wife cannot stand you. She started to beep. Beep, 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 beep. This is it. Lie detector. Arrogant detector. She cannot stand you when you're arrogant. So, even though that you thought that to learn 7 pages of Gemara is going to be the best thing for you, Hashem for sure is going to be happy, I'm going to fulfill my obligation, I'm going to cover for the years that I haven't learned before, you don't know nothing. Hashem wants you to be humble. And that you're going to be humble is not going to help you even 21 pages Gemara a day. Adrabah, it can ruin more. And you need to spend 3 months without almost Torah at all. And that's going to bring you a lot lower than 7 pages of Gemara a day. What to do? It's the reality. It's going to help you more. And then when you're going to be low, you're going to be a vessel, you're going to be able to contain the light of the Torah. And not only the words of the Torah and the memory, that satisfaction. I finished 7 pages. What a great feeling. You don't remember nothing and you're not leaving it. You know, it's not part of your life, and you know, you haven't achieved nothing. Just that satisfaction. I finished Masechta. And another one, and another one, and another one. Finished half of the Shas, and now I finished Shas. No one can heal you. If you finish Shas, this is it. If you don't have the vessels. The vessels, those are the prayers that when you're praying, Hashem is opening your eyes to know that it's all a free gift. That you not deserve nothing, that you received it by the merit and the power of the righteous people, that they are your rabbis that are leading you, that takes you to those holy places, that they are teaching you. And when you're canceling yourself in humility, with humility, that you're totally humble, then you can contain Torah. What it means contain Torah? That even from one verse in the Torah Kedosha, you're going to see Hashem. That before with 7 pages, with 60 masechtot of the Gemara Kedosha, you didn't know Hashem at all. There are people that know all Shas by heart and they're ignorant. They're burim ve'amei haratzot. They don't have no connection to Hashem, no connection to Am Yisrael, no connection to Avodat Amidot, nothing. They're pathetic liars chasing after honor, lust and desires, and they're far from the purpose. And who knows how Hashem is going to fix them? And they're fighting all day long, and they're angry all day long, and they're always right. Like Korach, like Haman, like Doeg v'Achitofel. And they're not with Hashem. And you, with those humiliations, and insultings, and falling, and failures, and Zerale Batala, and lies, and stealing, and doing tshuva, and beating your children, and screaming at your wife, and cursing your rabbi, and I don't know what. I don't know where the Yetzirah can take you. Yetzirah is a messenger of Hashem to humiliate you, to show you that you're zero. Me, myself, I heard a Rav once. I told you that. And I came to Arav and I apologized to him, and he told me, I forgive you. And from the fact that he told me, I forgive you, I realized that I hurt him so much. And I went and I made another tshuva and came to him and apologized more and more and more. If you just would know the difficulties that the other people that were with me in that situation, we were few guys that were doing the same thing that hurt Arav. And I'm not going to say that I was the only one, but I was the one that was doing the most tshuva on that, for sure. I was the one that was admitting the most. I was the one that came to Arav the most to apologize and to confess. And I cried so many times on the fact that I hurt him. And I didn't want to hurt him at all. It was it just happened to me. Just that I'm going to be humble, that I'm going to realize that I can hurt my Rebbe, the one that I love the most. And Hashem gave me that and that, and I don't want to tell you what happened to all of the other guys that were with me in those days. You don't know. Two of them got cancer. Two of them got cancer. And more than three of them left the yeshiva. And very, very frightening things. Very frightening things. Very frightening things. And only the fact that I came to Arav, and I know that for sure, and like that I asked Arav Shalom once on the difficulties that I had in the days that I was writing and painting the Nachman HaKatan with Arav Shalom, and I told him, Arav, I went to hospital. In the same time that I finished writing the book, I went to hospital to Tipul Nimratz, in a life. I said that, mamash, in a...
Intensive care,
mamash, in a crazy situation. I was losing blood. Mamash, in a crazy way. And asked him, how can it be that both of those things happen at the same time? So he told me, answered to me, Nachman HaKatan, the book Nachman HaKatan saved you. This is the answer. This is the answer. There is no other answer. You were supposed to say bye-bye. To say goodbye. No more. And that book saved you. And one time that I was making the second book, David HaMelech, with a Rav, and they didn't pay me on that book even 1% of what I was supposed to receive on that book. And my wife asked me, what are we going to do now? You work so many months on that book and haven't received money. I told her, don't worry, Hashem going to help. And it was hard for me. But I was working on myself to accept it. 1 week after the book came out, I received more than 50,000 shekels and to buy a new car. And I bought a new car. And it was crazy. You could see that in your eyes that the success is coming from the hands of Arav. And a man that is putting his eyes and his heart to see that, he sees that. Like Arav Shalom said in Shabbos. The students that took my advice and the learning that we're learning in the yeshiva with simplicity, betmimut, they bought houses, and they have shalom bayit, and they have panasah, and they have everything. And the ones that were too wise, too smart, he said, I'm trying to remember all of the students that left the yeshiva. He said, I haven't seen one that succeeded. One. Rav Shalom said it last Shabbos in Siyuda Shemim. I haven't seen one that succeeded. One. You know how many people left the yeshiva? Thousands. And Rav said, I'm still praying on each and every one of them that they're always going to have parnasah. Rav Shalom said those words. That they're going to have parnasah, they're going to have shalom bayit. You have something so huge, something so pure, and you're rejecting it. Rav took you from hell, he took you. The advice of Rabbeinu HaKadosh took you from the deck. Saved your life, made you a human being, made you a creature that can function in between people. Before that, you didn't have that ability. It's the truth. You would steal, you would lie, you would hurt people, you would insult people, you could rebuke everyone, you can hit, you can fight. You were an animal on two legs. And that man took you out and brought you to function, to be a human being. To have Tzelem Elokim on your face, to do tshuva, to be in Uman, to do Shait Bodadu, to learn in yeshiva, to have so many friends and all smiling and doing tshuva, to have shalom bayit, educate your children on based on all of those wonderful wisdom of faith. Give you faith. If you marry to do hafatzah, to help other people, to save people's life, to support people. And now you hear something that you don't understand so well. This is it. You understand that Arabi was all wrong, and thank you Arab. And on that issue, Arab is not sensitive enough, and he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's Baruch Hashem, and you're starting to define him, and to explain to yourself stories, to make up stories for yourself, why he is not able anymore to lead you. Because you grew up, this is it, you developed, and you think that he's not developing with you. No, he's Arab Shalom, he's Baruch Hashem, he's holding his level, he's always in his place, the same conversations, same sikhot. Crazy. When the sons of the prophets, the students of the prophets, said to Elisha Navi, your rabbi is going today to heaven, he's passing away today. When Elisha came back, he saw that all of them lost their spirit of prophecy. Because they didn't know that they were receiving the prophecy from Eliyahu Navi. They told him, your rabbi, not ours. And when Eliyahu Navi went, so he took. So everything went to Elisha, to his students. If they were his students, they would receive it, he would stay for them. It's just like that. When you humbleize yourself, when you're surrendering yourself under someone that is your leader, that is your rabbi, then you can receive from him. But when you're arrogant, you're cutting the chain, you're cutting the branch that you're sitting on. For that you need to accept everything with love and to know Arab loves me, Arab is taking care of me, Arab is praying on me. When you're praying on Arab, Arab is praying on you. You should know that each and every one of you, when you're talking and praying on Arab, Arab is praying on you. Arab's got that ability, he knows, he senses those things. He knows when you're praying on him. I came to him once and he told me, I'm lifting all of your prayers. And Me'alelecha et kol ha'tfilot. And Rabbeinu is explaining, who is that righteous man, Rabbeinu Moran, that is rising that tfilot. In Purim, Rav Shalom said that he lifts all of the prayers of all of Am Israel. He haven't left one prayer down. He said that last Purim. If he's testifying those things on himself. And this is, I'm telling you that it's very small. Those are very small things. The things that Rav is revealing, those are not the big things. Rav is hiding himself and hiding himself. And most of his days he's hiding himself. That you cannot tell nothing on him, nothing. And none of us know him, none of us. And especially his family doesn't know it. Especially his wife and his children doesn't know him. Maybe his wife knows him. But Mara is saying that Kadosh Baruch Hu and his wife knows on the name. No one knows. No one knows how much. He told me once, you will never gonna be able to understand how much I sacrificed and I'm still sacrificing, that all of that light of Rabbeinu gonna go through me. Can ever imagine. Doesn't care about himself at all, sacrificing himself for Hashem and Barak. Every moment of his life. The aspect of Akialecha Oragnu Kol Hayom, killing himself for Hashem Yitbarach. Accepting insult things, and all of those things are small things. Small things for the righteous people. They don't see that. They're sacrificing themselves in high levels of being. Giving everything, all of the powers, in every Shmona Esrei, in every Kaddish, in every Bracha, in every conversation, always thinking about the other one, thinking about Am Israel, all of the time, Kol Hayom, all day long. Their heart does not belong to them. Rav Shalom, he's got a hole in his heart, in the orech, in the artery that takes blood out from the heart. He's got hole in that. Doctors are saying that Rav Shalom, he's not able to function. He's not able to be alive at all, that man. He's got hole in that pipe. That man, Rav Aaron Stern, the son of Rabbi David Chaim Stern, told me, he's like the Ramban HaKadosh, that the Ramban is saying that a man that have 100% confidence in Hashem Yitbarach, he doesn't need doctors anymore. On that, Rav is alive. This way, Rav is alive. Hashem is going to give him long life. Only based on his confidence in Hashem Yitbarach. He's refusing to go to make surgery. He's refusing. He knows why. All of his confidence in the hands of Hashem Yitbarach. And for what? For himself? For us. For you, for you, for you, for me, for each and every one of us. That you're going to make Shahid Bodadu, that you're going to have Shalom Bayit, that you're going to raise your children in a holy environment, that you're going to come to Ummah, that we all going to have all of those things. For that, he's counting on Hashem and praying on Hashem, and he doesn't think about eating and drinking, and he cancels everything that is important to him for what is important to you. He's going to sit with you and going to listen to all of your nonsense, to all of your stories, to all of your crazy thoughts, and going to be there with you, and then he's going to pray on you for hours in the fields. Those are stories that we heard, that people are telling us, the things that we saw. Thank you very much for that.